Man kann sein Glück aussehen, es hegen und pflegen, langsam wachsen sehen, darauf warten.
Oder man reißt es einfach auf.
Die Lose zum Aufreißen von Lotto Bayern. Das Bayernlos, das Bayernglück, das Extragehalt oder das Megagehalt. Reiß dein Glück auf. Nur in deiner Lotto-Annahmestelle. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Infos unter biürk.de.
I hate when it rains. The feeling of the air makes my skin crawl, and the pitter-pattering of the droplets pound in my ear. I hate the rain. How it fills me with bad memories. Images of my grandfather cowering under the blankets. An adult man who fought in wars, whimpering like a child as the sound of thunder shook the house. I'm so afraid of the rain. Because of what it brings. A monster. A curse. I was around 2 years old when my dad left. He just disappeared without saying a word to anyone. My mom did her best to take care of her baby while she was a kid herself. She was only 20 years old when she had me. She struggled so much because of me. Her parents had cut off all connections to her, but thankfully, my grandparents on my dad's side were so supportive of her. We were pretty lucky. They gave us a place to stay and took care of me while my mom worked her ass off to provide for me. Eventually, my mom was able to get a great job as a secretary for some lawyer, and we were able to get our own apartment. My mom is amazing, and when I was 6 years old, she decided to finish up her college education. It was hard for her to work, study, and raise a child, so my grandfather offered to take care of me every now and then. I remember how excited I was to see my grandfather's old truck pulling up to the school to come and get me. My grandmother had passed away a couple of years before, so it was just us boys in that big house. I'd stay there after school, and my mom would come and pick me up later that night. Things were awesome. Grandpa would let me do whatever I wanted and tell me stories of when he was a soldier fighting in dark, rainy jungles. He'd call me his partner. Just us men against the world, he'd say. There was just one thing that I always found a bit peculiar about my grandpa. He was terrified of the rain. I didn't really think much of it. He wouldn't pick me up on rainy days, though it kind of inconvenienced my mom. When I was over there while it started to rain, he would grab me and take me upstairs, locking us inside his bedroom closet. We'd sit there in the dark, and he would silently sob as he'd whisper, "It's okay, partner. We'll get through this. We'll get through this." As soon as the rain would stop, he'd take a moment to compose himself, and we'd go about the rest of our day like nothing ever happened. It was when I was 10 years old when I finally asked him, "Grandpa, what happens when it rains?" He paused and looked at me with sullen eyes. "Well, what do you mean, partner?" "When it rains, we always have to go upstairs in the closet. Even when it's just a little bit of water, we have to go in there." Grandpa looked outside, up towards the clouds. Despite it being a beautiful, sunny afternoon, he let out a deep sigh. He turned back to me and finally answered me, "Come on, partner, let's go sit on the couch so I can tell you a story." He slowly stepped towards the living room couch. I rushed over and grabbed his hand to help him. Grandpa was gaining some years, but when I grabbed his hand, he gripped it so tightly, I felt a wave of nervousness. It took a minute, but we finally made it to the old pleather couch. Grandpa groaned as he took a seat. I shuffled up the couch to take a seat beside him. He chuckled and ruffled my hair. Grandpa's smile slowly faded as he started to stare off into the distance. His eyes began to glaze over. He looked at me and took a deep breath to prepare himself. Then he told me his story. You see, my grandpa was just a young man at the time. Just turned 22, and he was sent off to Vietnam to fight. He used to tell me all kinds of heroic stories when I was growing up. But this story was different. His voice was low and shaky as he recounted the tale of his youth, a youth soldier who'd been fighting for his country. He was part of an infantry division. His group had caught wind of a nearby village that housed Viet Cong. They'd been in the wilderness for days. The terrain was so difficult for them to deal with, and the battles they were forced to fight in the jungles had left them paranoid. My grandpa's hands were shaking at this point as he described how silent the night was. Not even their footsteps made noise. They were low on ammunition, as well as morale, but they trudged forward. They crept up to each of the huts and took out their lights, lit torches, and set everything ablaze. My grandpa began to cry at this point. He described the nauseating smell of smoke as the flames illuminated the dark clouds above them. He paused his story for a moment to cough uncontrollably. It was as if he was back to that dark night. I patted his back. Then he grabbed my hands and looked at me with his teary eyes and continued his tale. He was hesitant at first, because I was so young, but he seemed determined to tell the truth. He told me that screams erupted from the crackling flames as people covered in roaring fire began to rush out of the huts. His platoon took advantage of the chaos and brandished their knives, finishing off the enemy one by one. The bodies were burning, screams echoed. Then the cries of women and children began to flood their ears. My grandfather described standing there at the center of the village, slowly realizing their mistake. A woman came barreling out of her home as her body slowly burned. She slowly stepped towards my grandfather and yelled at him in a language he just didn't understand. My grandfather was horrified as she continued to yell at him until she finally collapsed to the ground. The cries and screams slowly subsided. Then the rumble of thunder came. Rain began to crash onto them. It was a monsoon. It came down so hard that the flames were quickly extinguished. The burning bodies were now piles of melted flesh, and when my grandfather looked at the woman, he realized she was holding something. He began to describe the nausea he felt, the pure guilt when he realized that she was holding the charred remains of a baby. My grandfather began to choke up again and let out a disgusting cough. I was too young at the time, but I understood that he was in so much pain. All I could do was hug him as he began to sob. He tightened his arms around me. For a moment, I couldn't breathe, but I endured for his sake and returned the hug with as much strength a child could muster. We sat there in silence for a moment, until he whispered, "That isn't the worst part, partner. It got much worse." I felt my heart drop as I heard him say that. I tried to look at him, but he kept me tight in his arms. He whispered again, "That woman, she cursed me. Her words, like a flesh that night, were burned into my memories." I felt his body begin to shake as he continued. "I inquired about what she said, and apparently she cursed me. She told me that she will get a revenge on me and my men." I felt tears thump onto the top of my back as he finished his story. "Every time it rains, she comes for us. One by one, my men began to fall. Every time the damn rain came." He groaned in pain as he said it. "It didn't stop there. She wanted all of my men. She didn't want just them, and she won't stop at me either." He released me from his grasp and looked deep into my eyes. His eyes were filled with an unending sadness. "She won't stop until she avenges her child too. She'll go to me, then to your daddy, then to you. And if you happen to make it by then, pray you don't have a son." He said with such terror in his voice. I couldn't control it at that point. It was too much for a child like myself, and I burst into tears. My grandfather realized what he had done and did his best to distract my young mind to help me forget. He snapped back to normal, and he tried everything to help me forget. I didn't forget. That story he told me stuck with me for a long time, He told me to never tell my mom, and I didn't. I was too afraid to tell anyone. I wish I could tell you that was when the story ended. But this is where it will begin. It was that same year, a couple of months after he told me the story. On a dark summer night, I was out of school, and Mom had to start taking classes at night. So my grandpa suggested I stay over some nights. It was so much fun spending the night at my grandpa's house. We'd watch movies and eat tons of snacks. It was this one particular afternoon, we were watching some cartoons on TV, and I guess we must have fallen asleep. I'm not sure how long we were out, but I was awoken by the sound of thunder. I looked around, the lights were off, and I could hear rain slowly dripping onto the old home. I placed a hand onto my grandpa's shoulder and tried to shake him awake. He stirred for a moment and slowly opened his eyes. He was about to ask me what time it was, until he was interrupted by the rumble of thunder. Despite how dark the house was, I could see his eyes shoot wide open when he started to hear the rain. He grabbed my hand and tried his hardest to get up from the couch. I hopped off the couch and tried my best to pull him up. "Hurry, hurry, we have to go upstairs," he yelled. We made our way towards the stairs, and when we reached the bottom of the steps, the rain poured harder outside. The sound of rushing water was almost deafening. I went a step ahead of my grandpa, holding his hand tightly as we tried to rush upstairs. We made it halfway up the stairs, until Grandpa suddenly stopped moving. I turned to look at him and saw he was looking down the stairs. Something was mixing with the sound of raindrops and thunder. It was a low chirping noise, like someone was making a cicada noise with a broken throat. I looked down towards the darkness. I couldn't see a thing until a crack of lightning illuminated the space around us. It was for a brief moment, but I saw at the foot of the stairwell a glimpse of a dark figure looking towards us. It was thin and naked, with dark, cracked skin. It stood there with its legs bent awkwardly and its neck tilted to one side. Its hair was long and wild, reaching the waist. It had one long arm hanging down while the other was clutching something to its chest. I was so afraid. I didn't know who this person was or how they got inside, but I called out to my grandpa. "Grandpa, Grandpa, please, we have to come up," I yelled, but I was just frozen in place. I felt his hands sweat and shake in my grasp. Lightning struck again, and as the room lit up, the figure had gotten a step closer. It was on the stairwell. I let out a scream as I took both hands to try and pull my grandpa up the stairs with me. The rain continued to come down, but that chirping sound, that disgusting low thrum, had gotten louder. Another flash of lightning, and again, it got closer. This time, I could see that it was a woman. The woman was burned head to toe. I could see bits of her charred flesh crack as she began to step closer and closer to us. I was just too small, too weak to pull my grandpa away from her. Suddenly, the lights began to flicker on and off, and I could see what the burnt woman was holding. It was small in her charcoal arms, a melted fleshy mass that looked towards me with two white sockets of darkness for eyes and what appeared to be a toothless open mouth. The noise was coming from the small thing. My grandfather let go of my hand and just stood there before them in a daze. I cried out to him again, but my yells were drowned out by a scream. It wasn't just one scream. It was sounded as if dozens of people were crying out in pain. The lights flickered wildly like a strobe light in the room. Slowly but surely, the woman pushed my grandpa down onto the steps of the stairs. She began to clamber onto him, and I heard him scream as I heard his old bones break upon impact. Her burned body was on top of my grandfather. The small, melted thing being squished into my grandpa's chest and crawled towards his mouth. I sat there in awe as the small thing took its little hands and began to put them into my grandpa's mouth, going deeper into him. My grandpa tried to resist, but the burnt woman grabbed both of his arms and slammed them onto the stairs. I heard another nauseating crack of his bones and he let out a muffled cry of agony. My grandpa began to choke and gag as the fleshy being began to dig inside of him through his throat from his open mouth. I let out another cry, pleading with him to make it stop, until the little monster began to pull something out of my grandpa. It began to break open its mouth to carefully and meticulously pull out a beating red heart from his chest, up to his throat, out of his damn mouth. The woman slowly reached out to the thumping heart and grabbed it. It began to look at me with one eye through its long black hair. It pulled the heart towards its lips and it opened its mouth wider and wider. It revealed sharp black teeth within the void of its mouth and sank them into the heart. It chewed and the blood from it spilled onto the flesh baby. Its chirping turned into high-pitched squeals of delight as it reveled in the falling blood. After it finished chewing and devouring my poor grandpa's heart, it looked at me and licked the blood off of his cracked lips. She picked up the baby and slowly got up, the lights finally flickering off, and I stood there in pitch blackness. I heard something roll and thud down the stairs, and with another crack of lightning, the room illuminated to reveal my grandfather, bloodied and broken at the bottom of the stairs. I fell backwards onto my butt, and I sat there in the middle of the stairwell, covered in tears and snot. I just sat there, staring at the lifeless corpse of my grandpa for hours until the rain finally stopped. My mother came and found the state that we were in. She released such a blood-curdling scream, but it didn't shake me. I just stood there. The diagnosis was that my grandpa had a heart attack and fell down the stairs. Needless to say, it took a lot of therapy to deal with what happened that night. It took years and years, but slowly, I was able to, at the very least, cope with it. Whenever it rains, I turn into a frantic mess as I try my best to hide from something. My mom just couldn't stop worrying about me. She pushed everything aside to stick with me through all of it. Then I became a young man. Now I'm in my late 20s, and I'm just trying to make sense of what I saw that rainy night. It really messed me up. Even now, I have to skip work if it rains. I dash to the bathroom stall or something and lock myself in. I got some news the other day. Apparently, my father had been found in the middle of the street across the country. It was raining when he had a heart attack and he ran in front of a car. I'm not sure what to do next, but hopefully those things won't find me. It began to sprinkle the other day, and I saw something creeping outside my window. Whatever it is, it's not done. It won't be done until it takes all of my grandpa's men. I'm so afraid to end up like them. I'm terrified to see those things again. I'm so terrified. I'm so afraid of the rain.